Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God, Chapter 1. God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
We believe in one God, the Father, eternally existing, who is a spirit, a personal being of supreme intelligence, knowledge, love, justice, power, and authority. He, through Jesus Christ, is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and all that is in them. He is the source of life and the one for whom human life exists. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is the Word and who has eternally existed. We believe that He is the Messiah and the Christ, the divine Son of the living God, conceived of the Holy Spirit, born in human flesh of the Virgin Mary. We believe that it is by Him that God created all things, and that without Him was not anything made that was made. We believe in the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of God and of Christ. The Holy Spirit is the power of God and the Spirit of life eternal. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, Ephesians 4 verse 6, 1 Corinthians 8 verse 6, John 1 verses 1 through 4, and Colossians 1 verse 16.
The existence of a creator God of vast power and intelligence is so obvious from the universe around us that atheism, disbelief in God, is a denial of reality. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Romans 1 verse 20, New International Version. Yet much detail regarding God's attributes require further revelation. We understand that God is spirit, John 4 verse 24, existing in a different realm from that of human beings, who are flesh.
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are His ways and thoughts higher than ours, Isaiah 55 verse 9.
Our understanding and perception of God, therefore, must be based on God's revelation to mankind through His written word, the Bible or Holy Scriptures. The Bible reveals that God is the sovereign of the universe, existing supremely above all else, unchanging in character, all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, Isaiah 57, verse 15, Malachi 3, verse 6, James 1, verse 17, Job 42, verse 2, Jeremiah 32, verse 17, Psalm 147, verse 5, 1 John 3, verse 20, 2 Chronicles 2, verse 6, and Jeremiah 23, verses 23 through 24. Scripture further reveals God as two distinct divine beings, God the Father and Jesus Christ His Son. The Hebraic form of Jesus Christ is Yeshua, the Messiah. The title Messiah, or Christ, literally means anointed, is that of the ruler of the lineage of King David, who is prophesied to serve as the chief divine representative in restoring Israel's glory and reigning in righteousness over the world. Both the Old and the New Testament contain references to more than one divine personage. Psalm 110, verse 1, for example, which is quoted in Acts 2, verse 29 through 36. Again, the New Testament identifies them as God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son, 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6. The Son is also called God, Hebrews 1, verses 8 through 9. As Father and Son, the one God is thus the one God family. The distinction between these two beings existed together as God is implicit from the very beginning of Scripture. Genesis 1:1, where the Hebrew word Elohim is used. Elohim is the plural form of the Hebrew word for God, Eloah. There has been communication between these two from the beginning, as seen in the example of Genesis 1, verse 26, where the pronouns us and our refer to Elohim. The Old Testament focuses on the God of Israel, who identifies Himself as I Am, and the Lord God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. Exodus 3, verses 14 through 15. The word Lord here is used in place of the Hebrew word spelled YHWH, which, like I am, apparently denotes eternal and self-inherent existence. In John 8, verse 58, Christ refers to himself as I am, thus the one the Israelites knew as God who delivered them from Egypt and accompanied them in the wilderness was later known in the New Testament as Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4. The existence of the one whom Christ referred to as the Father was not well understood by many before Christ's coming, though he is sometimes specifically referred to in the Old Testament. Jesus Christ is called the Word, who was with God in the beginning, and is also identified as God in John 1, verses 1 through 2. All things were created through him, verses 3 and 10, Ephesians 3, verse 9, Colossians 1, verse 16, and Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 3. And he later became flesh and dwelled among human beings, John 1, verse 14. While in the flesh, the divine word was emptied of divine glory and might, being human in the fullest sense, able to be tempted to sin, i.e. disobey God, but never sinning.
Philippians 2 verses 5 through 8 and Hebrews 2 verses 14, 15, and 17.
As a man, Jesus said that his miracle-working power came not from himself, but from God the Father. John 5 verse 30, chapter 14, verse 10. The relationship between the Word and the Father is more clearly defined in the New Testament, where Jesus became flesh as the Son of God, acted as the Father's spokesman, John 8, verse 28, chapter 12, verses 49 through 50, and chapter 14, verse 10, and revealed the Father to his disciples, Matthew 11, verses 25 through 27. The Father gave his only begotten Son in sacrifice as the Lamb of God for the forgiveness of our sins. After that, Jesus was exalted by the Father to the glory they shared before the world existed. John 3, verse 16, chapter 1, verse 29, and 17, verse 5. See the chapters titled The Sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the Passover later in this booklet. The New Testament emphasizes the unity between the Father and the Son, yet it makes the distinction between the two clear in numerous scriptures. See, for example, John 20, verse 17, and Romans 15, verse 6. As noted earlier, God created all things through Jesus Christ, Ephesians 3, verse 9. As distinct beings, the Father and the Son each have a glorious spirit body. John 4, verse 24, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45, and Philippians 3, verse 21. These spirit bodies have form and shape, as Moses saw the form of God. Numbers 12, verse 8. See Exodus 33, verse 18 through 23. God as spirit is not visible to human beings. Colossians 1, verse 15, and 1 Timothy 1, verse 17. Unless spiritually manifested. Yet when God does appear or show himself in vision, he has the appearance of a man. Ezekiel 1, verse 26. Though brilliant and radiant, being the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord, verse 28, see also Revelation 1, verses 12 through 16. Human beings were patterned after the form of God on a physical level, Genesis 1, verses 26 through 27, and chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. The relationship between the Father and the Son demonstrates God's perfect and eternal way of life, of love, outflowing concern for others. God is the embodiment of love, 1 John 4, verses 8 and 16. The Father has always loved the Son, and the Son has always loved the Father, John 17, verses 4, and verses 20 through 26. The harmony between the Father and the Son is a singleness of mind and purpose, which Jesus Christ asked the Father to bring about among his disciples, himself, and the Father. verses 20 through 23. God, as used in the Bible, can be a reference to either the Father, as in Acts 13:33 or Galatians 4, verse 6, Jesus Christ the Son, as in Isaiah 9, verse 6, and John 1, verses 1 and 14, or both, Romans 8, verse 9, depending on the context of the Scriptures. The power that proceeds from God is called the Spirit of God, or the Holy Spirit, Isaiah 11, verse 2, Luke 1, verse 35, Acts 1, verse 8, and chapter 10, verse 38, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 22, and 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. It is through the Spirit that God is present everywhere at once. Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10. The Holy Spirit of God is not identified as a third person in a Trinity, but is present in Scripture as the power of God, the mind of God, and the very essence and life force of God through which the Father begets human beings as His spiritual children. The Holy Spirit is given to individuals when they genuinely repent and are baptized. Acts 2, verse 38. The Spirit is also a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until redemption of those who are God's possession. Ephesians 1, verse 14, NIV. At the resurrection of the righteous to eternal life at Jesus Christ's return. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. This Spirit makes those who receive it the children of God and the family of God, sharing in the divine nature, Romans 8, verse 16, KJV, and 2 Peter 1, verse 4. Human beings are also called Elohim, or gods, in Scripture, in reference to the ultimate purpose for our creation, Psalm 82, verse 6, John 10, verses 34 through 36. God is in the process of expanding the divine family beyond the Father and the Son. Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 15 refers to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Jesus is called the firstborn among many brethren, Romans 8, verse 29. Human beings have the wonderful potential to enter the God family and be transformed into the same kind of beings the Father and Christ now are, Romans 8, verses 14 and 19, John 1, verse 12, and 1 John 3, verses 1 and 2. See the chapters titled, Humanity and God's Purpose for Mankind, within this booklet. God wants us to come to know Him so that we can have confidence in Him and love Him. He has disclosed much about Himself through the names, titles, and descriptions He revealed to those with whom He worked in past ages. These reveal that God possesses supreme intelligence, power, glory, and wisdom, Genesis 14, verses 19 and 22, and chapter 16, verse 13, Psalms 29, verse 3, and 47, verse 2, Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9, 1 Timothy 1, verse 17, and Jude, chapter 25. That He embodies all righteousness, perfection, and truth, Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, and 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. That He possesses heaven and earth, Genesis 14, verses 19 and 22, and Acts 17, verse 24. That He is immortal, Genesis 21, verse 33, and 1 Timothy 1, verse 17. And worthy of all praise, Psalm 18, verse 3, and Revelation 4, verse 11. God is our provider, Genesis 22, verse 14, 1 Timothy 6, verses 13 and 17, James chapter 1, verses 5 and 17, healer, Exodus 15, verse 26, shield, Genesis 15, verse 1, and Psalm 59, verse 11, defense, Psalm 18, verse 2, and 94, verse 22, counselor, Isaiah 28, verse 29, teacher, Psalm 25, verses 4 through 5 and 9, and Isaiah 48, verse 17, lawgiver, Isaiah 33, verse 22, and James 4, verse 12, judge, Genesis 18, verse 25, and Psalm 50, verse 6, strength, Psalms 18, verse 2, 28, verse 7, 59, verse 17, and salvation, Psalms 27, verse 1 and 9, and 68, verse 20. He is faithful, merciful, generous, patient, kind, just, and compassionate. Exodus 34, verses 5 through 7, and Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. God hears our prayers. Psalm 6, verse 9, 34, verse 17, and 65, verse 2. Enters into a covenant relationship with us. Deuteronomy 29, verse 12, and Daniel 9, verse 4. Is a refuge in trouble. Psalm 9, verse 9. And gives us knowledge. Psalm 94, verse 10. And desires to give us immortality, that we might share eternal life with Him in His family and kingdom.
John 3, verse 16, Luke 12, verse 32.
Jesus Christ, besides being God the Son and our elder brother in God's family, is also the living, active head of the Church of God.
Ephesians 5, verse 23, and Colossians 1, verse 18.
Its chief apostle, Hebrews 3, verse 1, and its shepherd or pastor, 1 Peter 5, verse 4. He lives within repentant Christian believers through the Holy Spirit as our personal Savior. Compare Galatians 2, verse 20, John verses 14 through 23, and 1 John 3, verse 24. He sits at the right hand of God the Father in heaven as our high priest. Hebrews 3, verse 1, chapter 4, verses 14 through 15, and 6, verse 20. Intercessor, Romans 8, verse 34, and advocate, 1 John 2, verse 1. And we await His return as King of kings and Lord of lords to rule over all nations and serve as supreme judge under the Father.
Revelation 11, verse 15, 17, verse 14, 19, verses 15 and 16, John 5, verse 22 and 27, and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10.
See the chapter titled, Jesus Christ's Return and Coming Reign, later in this booklet. For more details, download or request our free booklets, Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? Who is God? Jesus Christ, The Real Story, and What is Your Destiny? Thanks for listening to God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Chapter 1 of the booklet, Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. For the rest of this booklet, please visit ucg.org.